You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
KSL at Night.
Welcome back to KSL at Night. You're here with me, Leah Murray, alongside my good friend Greg Skordas. Greg, you and I have talked about a lot of stuff for like 2 years.
Yes.
I feel like we cover all the things.
And you're always on top of all the new wave things.
Yeah, and you like are to, not.
And I'm having a hard time with that, but I've learned a lot.
So here's the thing, listeners. If you want to go back in time and listen to Greg talk about his black and white history, meaning he grew up when there wasn't color TV, you could certainly do that. And how you would do that is you would go to kslpodcast.com. You would Google, or not Google, you would put in...
I was wondering where you were going with this. You're promoing. Look at you.
I'm promoing. Look at me.
You're such a
team
player.
So you would go to KSLpodcast.com, and you would look up KSL at Night. And I wonder if you could search, Greg doesn't know what a charcuterie board is.
Yeah, there you go.
Because right. That's one of my favorite shows we did. So anyway, but that I'm totally teasing as I'm promoting podcasts. We've got them. Every show that we have, I would say anywhere really that you get your podcast, any app, you can find KSL at Night and you can listen to it. So talking about podcasts and makes me think about technology.
Right.
Makes me think about things you don't know much about. But I wanted to kind of get into kind of legal stuff around technology, which is actually something you know quite a bit about, right,
yes.
Greg? So, okay. I just bought a new car this weekend. And one of the questions that I asked to the dealer when I was buying it, because they were like, here's all the cool stuff. And there's an app on your phone and I can like start my car right now and it will run for 15 minutes and I can like lock it. I get a message that says, you forgot to lock your car, and I can lock it with this app. And it collects all this data and it tells me where I'm going and I can blah, blah, blah. And my answer or my question really was, so do you collect all this data and then you give it to an insurance company,
right, yes.
Right? And the car company that I was buying from said, no. I was like, do you promise?
Yeah. Cross your heart.
Cross your heart. And they were like, yeah, no. We just, that data is just for you. So I am kind of interested, Greg, in how all of these cool gadgets and gizmos that we have, that technology that I am all in, because I'm a gadgety person and I love anything that like makes my life more convenient and easier. But I'm also really concerned about privacy issues, right? So the thing on the cars is I am aware that they're collecting data. I am aware that if there's a low jack on my car, and then if my husband and I were to break up and he had access to that low jack, that pretty much for the rest of the life of that car, he could find where I was, right? Which feels like, even if we didn't break up, if he has that low jack on his phone, he can find where I am
Time
if he
out.
Has that app. Yeah.
Low jack?
Yeah.
I've never heard that word.
Okay. Maybe your Tesla has one. Maybe your wife knows everywhere you are by looking at the low jack. So there's this app that allows me to see where my car is. And I can see, like, it's called Low Jack, and so, it allows me to know right where my car is.
I've never even heard of that before.
Right. And I could see where it's moved. I can look at the activity to see how long I've driven it. How fast was I going? So the sell to me at
Things
the dealer.
You don't want to know. Right.
Right. But the sell was like, your teenage daughter's going to drive this car, this will be great to know, right? And
right.
I was like, yeah, I'm going to stalk her. I'll know everywhere she is. And, Greg Skordas, I can put a geofence on my car so that if she drives out of a certain geographic area, I'm going to get a beep that goes, someone's taking your car far away from where you say it's supposed
to be. It doesn't activate the brakes, however.
No.
You hit the geofence and boom.
No,
hey, mom, the car doesn't run
dog.
Anymore.
Oh
I just hit St. George and the car stopped. What's going on here?
Yes, boom. That's what happens right there. Boom.
It
no.
shocked me.
But all of that's cool, right? I guess. Like me tracking right. my teenagers is cool, I guess. But it does kind of beg the tech question, doesn't it, Greg? So let me introduce the story about the Ring that made me think about all of this. And then let's dive into what privacy means in a
sure.
world of technology.
Sure.
So apparently, the Federal Trade Commission is sending more than $5.6 million in refunds to consumers as part of a settlement they have with Ring. So I have a Ring doorbell. Just like the low jack on my car, I could right now on an app on my phone pull up my front porch and I can look at it. My favorite thing that happened with my Ring doorbell was my husband walked out to the car carrying his skis over his shoulder and it was an icy day. idiot. Whew, a pad of ice. Boom, down he went. So I posted that on TikTok and that was great. And I got more watches of that video than most videos I've ever had. So I'm really here for that. That's funny to like watch people fall on ice, I guess.
So why did Ring get dinged?
Well, hang on. So, okay. But also I can set it like a little geofence. So I can say if there is a package in front of my house, so I can put a little box in front of my door. Did UPS drop off a package? Okay. So I guess all of that video feed, which for the record, people put Ring videos like on TikTok all the time. Roar with laughter at what happens in front of people's front doors. But FTC, about a year ago, accused Ring of allowing employees to access those videos. So the I guess the idea would be if I worked for Amazon, I could track and get access to the videos of people's Ring doorbells, their Ring, the cameras on the front of their house.
What's the problem with it? I mean, just I understand the privacy interest. So the FTC has that employees of Ring can access their customers' videos. They can go in and watch what you're seeing.
Right.
Well, yeah, I can understand that being a privacy interest, problem.
I mean, the question that I have around this, so let's talk about it a little bit, is that, so let's go to one that might actually matter to you.
Sure.
Okay, so let's say there is, not that everything matters to you, Greg, I don't mean it that way, but that you might have some unique insight on. So let's say that in front of my house, a crime happens, and then someone drives a car off, right? Like, so they maybe something happens and then they're driving away. And the police basically say, I want to see the camera footage. Because now what I have all across communities is evidence, all of these private cameras, and Ring allows police departments to have it, right? So Ring basically goes...
Ring said, we will give you that information.
Right, so we have got these videos and you're tracking something, and then maybe... So the question is, of course I love my Ring. I love catching my husband falling on the ice carrying his skis. I love knowing that there's a package in front of my door. I love that when the doorbell rings, I can look and go, yeah, I'm not answering for that person. Right? Like, all of that makes Ring fabulous. My favorite is when someone comes to the house and they ring the bell and you're not home and you can talk to them.
Right.
So you have a whole conversation with whoever's at the front door. All that's super cool. All that's super... Right? Like convenient. I feel like I'm living in the Jetsons. It's really cool.
But it's yours. It's your information.
Yeah, but shouldn't it be? Right? So that's maybe where I want to go. Like, so can the police, should the Ring company be making those videos available to police? Should the Ring company be making those videos that maybe I'm going to post on TikTok? So, you know, how private is it actually? Available to their employees? To what extent should I be able to... Right? Like stalk my teenage kid driving my car using my LoJack. And I just, when the FTC basically says to Ring, you are allowing people to access private videos, you cannot do it. We're going to give $5.6 million of the, the fine, they had to pay back to consumers. You know what I mean? Like,
I think there's an easy fix for that.
Go.
And I'll tell you what it is. And that is that if Ring had said in its brochures, your information is our information.
Like that you just said brochure.
Well, whatever.
Because you know what? Everyone reads a brochure.
Nobody
today.
Does brochures. Okay. But so we have this concept in the law that I talk about a lot called the reasonable expectation of privacy. What is your reasonable expectation of privacy? When you buy a Ring doorbell, it's that, I guess, what you would say is that it's my proprietary information.
Maybe. But I'm asking the question.
If Ring says, look, when you buy this product, you should know that the Ring monkey mucks can access your information and we may even give it to other people. It's the same thing with that whole DNA thing, right? When we used to say DNA and we're getting a DNA test, but then they're sharing it with law enforcement. What was your expectation of privacy when you had the test? What was your expectation of privacy when you buy the Ring doorbell? And apparently... The FTC felt, and I'm just reading between the lines, because for them to issue a $5.6 million fine in the way of refunds makes me think that Ring was not forthcoming about that information, or at least that they should have been much more forthcoming.
Or that no one got the brochure.
Got the brochure.
All right.
You're
Greg
so
Skordos, it is always a pleasure chatting about anything new in tech with you. Listeners, thank you so much for joining us for the best 2 hours of radio you possibly could have been listening to know all the things you need to know. Thank you for listening to KSL at Night.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.